98,000. That's how many giraffes are left roaming Africa. It reflects a drop of 40% in the past 3 decades. Experts call this a silent extinction. The issue is the latest in our series Take a Number, examining problems around the world through the lens of a single number. NPR's Ader Peralta reports on a conservancy in Kenya bringing giraffes back home.
From the boat, Rebecca Kochalam points at the hills surrounding the lake. They're lush, green, with acacia trees.
It's good ecology, it's good habitat. It's the only problem is that most of these species were wiped out from this area because of poaching.
Kochalam and I are headed toward an island in the middle of Lake Baringo in search of giraffes. We ride past gurgling hot springs, past other islands with towering red cliffs that plunge into the water. Many decades ago, this was home to the Rothschild giraffe, but hunters killed them all.
If you asked an elder, maybe those of 60 years plus, they will tell you we used to hunt them.
But none of the young people ever remember
saw them. No.
Seeing the giraffe.
It's maybe 60 years plus.
The boat stops. Kochalam guides me onto the island.
Hi, how are you? I'm Ader.
It's part of the Ruko Conservancy, a small community-run program that brought giraffes back home. Kochalam, a zoologist who manages this program, says everyone sort of assumed that giraffes were okay. But a survey in 2016 found that nearly 40% of the population had been wiped out in one generation. The world, says Kochalam, was waiting for a tragedy before taking action.
So maybe it was like too late somehow, but I think with now the protection that is happening, we are thinking that it might save them.
In 2012, this conservancy literally shipped in 8 giraffes. 2 of them have died, and the conservancy has lost 3 calves. One of them was strangled by a python. The others, they think, died of bad nutrition or pneumonia. We walk down a steep, rocky hill and onto a plain. Between the acacia trees, a giraffe comes into view. It's so tall, what happens in the legs takes seconds to echo through its neck and finally its head.
She's the one who she's due in May.
So she's the pregnant one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so then the other one is in June.
So this is going to be a big test for you.
Yeah, for us. That's why we are really planning to ensure that we have them safe during that time and after.
And I guess what you all have learned here is that keeping giraffes is not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
The Rothschild subspecies of giraffe almost disappeared. In the 1970s, they were down to 150 in Kenya, mostly because of humans. Rebecca Kochalam takes me from the Giraffe Island to Old Kokwe Island. For decades, this part of Kenya has been a battleground for 2 tribes, the Pokots and the Njeps. This conservancy is actually run by a board made of members from the 2 tribes. 2 elders, Mzee Lebene and Luwombe, welcome us. Luwombe says the conservancy has helped to forge peace. The communities have to make decisions together. The rangers come from both communities, so it creates empathy and understanding. Back in 2005, the Pokots invaded Njep territory. A lot of people here were violently displaced to this island. And 2 things the Ruko Conservancy Board has to discuss is a plan to move the giraffes from the safety of the island to the mainland, and a plan to return the Njeps to conquered land. Mzela Bene says they take hope from the giraffes, that one day they will all go home and learn to live together. Back on the water, I ask Kochalam if she's surprised at how much work with humans it takes to save giraffes. No, she says, because if humans can't find peace, neither will the animals. Ader Peralta, NPR News, on Lake Baringo in Kenya.